Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, co-drinkers! We're back, baby! We are back! It is just me, Big Z, here, because we want to get an instant reaction to the release of the Detroit Lions 2024 schedule, and it is a lot of fun. I'm just going to go over this for like 15, 20 minutes, give my instant reaction, some quick thoughts on the schedule. It's just always a fun thing to talk about because then really things die down for a couple months here before training camp ramps up. No news really on the Lions front in terms of maybe Terry and Arnold getting zero, which is an interesting number. But outside of that, it's all about the schedule. They did Tim Robinson and Sam... what's his name? Producer Good Day, the actor?
Sam Richardson.
Sam Richardson and Tim Robinson doing the scheduled release for the Lions social media. Go check it out. I thought it was pretty funny. They're hit or miss in terms of people liking their humor. But either way, I liked it. Regardless, let's just get right into this schedule. We're going to go for it game by game and then give our predictions, really way too early predictions, of the Lions record by the end of the year. Some people calling this a 17-0 schedule, but we'll see. And Kid J, we got to get your thoughts on this too, because the Lions are opening up on Sunday Night Football, week one, in Detroit against the Rams. Talk about an instant revenge game from last year's playoff. Most memorable game in my lifetime, a lot of other current Lions fans' lifetimes. The first playoff game in 30 years, first playoff victory in 30 years. I'm absolutely thrilled for the Lions because they said they're going to be the ones hunted this year. People are going to be gunning for them. This is a perfect example of that. You think Sean McVay and Stafford aren't pissed off about what happened last year in Detroit in the playoffs? Kid J, really quick, here's your thoughts about the Rams and this home. Do you like that it's week one?
I like that it's week one. It'll be a good way to start the year, and it'll be a great test to see what the Rams have learned from that game, as opposed to what the Rams learned from that game over the offseason. And I think the Rams are just right there. They're just gonna convert in the red zone, and I hope I think that the Rams will be fired up and gunning for the Lions, and I think they're gonna win.
Definitely. Not definitely, because I don't think they're gonna win. I think the Lions are gonna win this one. I think they've improved more than the Rams have. And the Rams have added young talent, but I think that young talent's not going to be up to snuff yet in terms of week one performance. They're going to have a lot of learning to do, especially in that D-line. Lions have a huge advantage, I think, on the offensive line against this Rams defensive line. This is two offenses that are very ingrained in their coaches' schemes. They should be ready to go week one, you'd think, based on both these quarterbacks and all the complementary pieces of these offenses, being very familiar with the scheme. Because usually if it's a new coach or something like that, it takes a little while to get used to it. But these offenses are going to come out hot. I think that's one of the reasons why they like this game. The Lions are obviously one of the hottest teams, trendiest teams in the NFL right now. This is a really fun game. What a way to start the season on Sunday Night Football, Lions hosting the Rams. We knew this game was already on schedule. We knew it was going to happen, but week one, whew. This has got the juices going right away, baby, right away. What a fun week one. And, it's funny. In week two, the Lions have another playoff team. It's like a rehash of the playoffs, playing Rams and then the Buccaneers both at home. Is like, it's just really funny how the playoffs went last year and how the first 2 weeks of this season are started. The Lions are hosting the Bucs in week two. That's September 15th. That's a noon kickoff game. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Baker Mayfield coming back. He has his new contract. So maybe he'll be a little less, you know, fired up. He still plays a lot of fire. Then we look at week three. The Lions have their first road game. That's traveling to Arizona. Now, this is an up-and-coming Arizona team drafting a boatload of picks in the top 100 this year, including and notably Marvin Harrison. Kyler Murray should be back healthy. This is an up-and-coming team. I think their defense still leaves a lot to be desired. I think the Lions have a big advantage here. I expect a victory there. So we're looking at 2-0 or 2-1, 3-0 to start off the season based on this schedule. It was a great start, baby. And then week four, Monday Night Football in the D again. The Lions starting three of the first four games at home. This one is against the Seahawks on Monday Night Football on September 30th. So the Lions, two primetime games in the first 4 weeks. And they're going to have nine overall. They have nine primetime games overall. They're nationally televised games, I should say, rather. So they're getting plenty of exposure this season. But unfortunately, they get the early bye week, week five. That's brutal. Brutal, Kid J. Did the Rams have an early one last year?
They had like one in like the like week 8 or 9. It was like,
see, that's more appropriate. I don't like these like, especially in a 17 game schedule. Week five is way too early. I hate having to buy this early in the season because, you know, injuries are going to come up later in the year. So that's a big disservice to the Lions. But we have Rams, Bucks, and Seahawks at home. Rams, Bucks at home. Cardinals on the road. Seahawks to start the season, and the Seahawks one is on Monday Night Football in the Detroit Ford Field. Exciting times. The crowd's going to be fired up. They're just the first 4 weeks of the season, that's for sure. Bye week, and then they have a bye week because they got to go back for a revenge game of their own, baby, in Dallas. The Lions will be traveling to Dallas for the nationally televised, that probably the Tom Brady slot, that 3:25 Fox game in Dallas. That should be great. The Lions looking for revenge. Maybe Penei Sewell will catch a touchdown. Maybe Taylor Tecmo will catch another one. But either way, this is a really exciting matchup. I think the Cowboys are on the decline, personally. Mike McCarthy in a, you know, leave or go home type year at his from his coaching position. This is, you know, I've also reacted to this in real time. We're going to be putting this video on YouTube, so I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm just reacting to this in real time. So you're getting the good and the bad with it all right here. But that should be interesting. I think the Lions are, that they had that one circled on the schedule, especially after a bye week. They will be ready to go. I expect them to be up 14-0 in a hurry in that one and finishing out with their improved defense. Now, they travel to Minnesota right after that. On October 20th, that's a noon kickoff. Then they are home against the Titans. I think that's, I don't want to say an easy victory, but the Titans, while they made some investments this offseason, still might be one of the worst teams in the NFL. KJ, would you agree with that? Do you think Titans are going to be at the bottom of the league?
Yeah. I think they're going to be definitely towards the lower end of the league for sure, the bottom third. But I think they're going to be like rejuvenated and have a new competitive spirit. I think the offensive line is going to play better, and I think it could be a competitive game.
Bill Callahan, their new head coach, former Lions quarterback coach when Stafford was in town, but now he has moved, and then he was the Bengals quarterback coach for a while with Burrow, and now he's getting his shot as the Titans head coach. So so that's week seven. In week eight, the Lions.
That's Brian Callahan.
Week seven is at Minnesota.
Brian Callahan is the
Brian Callahan. Sorry.
Bill Callahan is his dad, and he's
Yes, I got the two good views. All right, week seven's at Minnesota. Week eight, hosting the Titans. Week 9 and 10 will be on the road. These are both nationally televised games. The week 9 one is at Green Bay. That is the 3:25 Fox slot. The Lions going to Green Bay, always a great time. That's November 3rd. What a way to start off their the fall. With a game at Green Bay. that's an improved Green Bay team that the beat the Lions on Thanksgiving last year. That will not be easy. They have all those young guys that are now a year in the LaFleur system. So I'll be fascinated to see what goes on in that game. And then at Texans on November 10th, and that is a Sunday night football game on NBC. So that's two nationally televised games in a row, week 10 at Texans. Week 11, and that's a really good Texans team. They just got Stephon Diggs, a few more draft picks this year. They are really shoring up that team, and CJ Stroud looks like a beast. And they have one of the better offensive lines as well. So they're really well-rounded. And that should be a really fun game on Sunday Night Football. Now, they're at home against the Jaguars. I think this is a Jaguars team in the decline. I really love the Lions' home opponents this year. I think they have a very good advantage against almost all of them. And the only thing I should note right now is that the Lions' division, the Packers, the Bears, and the Vikings, are all playing international games. The Lions are the only one in the division not playing international game. The Packers and Bears both lose a home game as well. The Lions do not have the problem. I think they have one more road game this year anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I just wanted to note that. I thought it was interesting. Then the week 12, they are at the Indianapolis Colts. That's in Indy. I can imagine a lot of Lions fans traveling down there. Now, the blue might blend in with the blue of the Colts and the crowd, but that's a short drive from Detroit. Or in the Midwest to Indy, and Indy's a good town to, you know, stay a weekend at least. And I think that's a solid, especially with the Lions not having to, you know, go outside in November, December as much as possible. I like that one a lot. So Thanksgiving, Kid J, the Lions will be hosting the Bears. They will be hosting the Bears. That's a fun game right there. Caleb Williams playing. This is a game on CBS, and the Lions will show Caleb Williams a thing or two, I believe, in this game. Caleb Williams, I think, is going to have a lot of turnovers this year. He's going to cause a lot of heartbreak, I think, for some Bears fans out there. I think the Bears think they're like a Caleb Williams away from being a playoff team. That's a lot of hope you're putting on a rookie quarterback. I'm saying Stroud was an anomaly, but. I mean, Kid J, do you think Caleb Williams is going to be – do you think he's going to be Rookie of the Year? And do you think he will be – he can lead that Bears team to a playoff?
I think he'll be good enough to be a Rookie of the Year. And I think the Bears will be, like, right along the edge of the playoff there because their defense is pretty solid. And I think they'll be – they'll definitely be a learning curve with Caleb Williams for sure.
Yeah.
I think but I think they'll definitely be in the playoff hunt by the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, I think the Lions' new improved defense is really going to give this Bears offense headache. Now, the Bears have wildly improved, obviously, quarterback. They have Keenan Allen. They got Rome Adunze. They shored up their offensive line a little bit. Defense, they made some additions. So they are trying to hit their stride now, I think. I think they think they're ahead of where I think they are, personally. But after Thanksgiving, hosting the Bears, Week 14, a week later, on Thursday night, the Lions will be hosting the Packers. So the Lions do not get that extra few days off like you would hope between Thanksgiving and their next game. It's just a week. And the Packers will not be at a disadvantage. I think they'll actually be at an advantage in that game in terms of rest days between games. The Packers are playing Thursday night on Thanksgiving. So apologies. The Packers and Lions will have the same amount of rest on this Thursday night game. So that's good at least. If anything, the Lions will have slightly more because they play like 8 hours early in the day. So great. The Lions will be hosting the Bears and Packers back-to-back on Thursdays and on November 28th, which is Thanksgiving, and then December 5th. So that's week 14. Week 15, this is a week after that Thursday night game against the Packers. On Sunday, December 15th, the Lions will be hosting the Bills. This is a Bills team that might have a lot of growing pains this year, losing a lot of receivers, a lot of defensive players as well. But it's always Josh Allen. He's always a problem. Lions mobile quarterbacks, we know how they are with them. That'll be a really fun game. Then the last 3 weeks of the season, at Chicago. Oh, boy. Jared Goff, he can't avoid the cold. On December 22nd in Chicago, unfortunately. He's been able to avoid it the last couple years. Last year he avoided it, the cold of Chicago. But nonetheless, the Lions always seem to be in Chicago in December. It just always seems to work out that way, no matter what. That gives them fits. I'm not going to lie. As much as I don't want to admit that the Bears are, you know, a competitive opponent. And then the week 17, week 18, it's at San Francisco on Monday Night Football. That could be for the one seed, possibly. Also, a revenge game for the Lions, obviously, after the NFC Championship last year. And then the Vikings at home. A Vikings team that I don't think is going to be very good this year. I think they're going to have a lot of growing pains, especially with the rookie quarterback. So now looking at all of this, that's 9 nationally televised games, 1 Sunday night. I'm going to count how many Sunday night football games. 1, 2 Sunday night football games, 2 Monday night football games, 1, 2, 3 nationally televised games in that 3:25 slot, and 2 Thursday national games. That's 9 in total. What a schedule. So many fun things, like the back-to-back playoff opponents, weeks 1 and 2. Fascinating. Bears, Packers, right in the heart of the playoff run at the end of the season, week 13 and 14. Back-to-back at home is fascinating. At Packers, at Texans, back-to-back. After the bye week, they travel at Dallas, at Minnesota, home, and then at Green Bay, at Texans. That's a lot of road games. That's 4 road games and 5 games right after the bye week. So Lions are going to have I think it's paramount they go 4-0 or 3-1 to start the season to at least make sure that they put themselves in good position to make the playoffs. But I see the schedule. I see 14-3. I think this is a great, great Lions team. I do think the Bears in December is a tough one. It just always has been, no matter what, for Lions. Maybe a slip up at Houston, or maybe the Packers get them for one. But I really like the Lions matchup in almost all these games. So I'm going to go 14-3. How about you, KJ? What do you think for the Lions?
I think the Lions are going to go, I think it's going to be like a 13-4 type of season. I think they're going to, I think that long stretch in the, between like the bye weeks is going to maybe catch up to them a little bit. And I think they're going to have like a down week just from like attrition of like the long grind without having a bye week. And I think it's going to catch up to them. One or two games, I think they're going to lose like a surprise one, kind of like what they did in like Baltimore last year. So I think there might be one or two losses less than what people are projecting. So.
God, I don't want to see that. I think our over-under is 10.5 right in Vegas.
Yeah.
10.5. It's high. But this is a team that obviously they have improved every year under Dan Campbell. And now the only way that they can improve this year is make it to the Super Bowl. We want that road to go through Detroit. As the Lions approved, they can protect their home turf in the playoffs. But wow, Kid J, the schedule's been released. It's a lot of fun to start the season. The Lions will not be going to Kansas City, unfortunately. Who's Kansas City hosting again to start the season? I've forgotten off the top of my head.
They're hosting Ravens. The Ravens.
That's a good game. That's a rematch of the AFC Championship. So there's a lot of fun ones out there, as it always is, because football is a great sport. And the NFL is the peak of that sport. So it'll be really fun to see the new kickoff rule this year, and just how much the Lions defense can improve under Aaron Glenn, another year under Ben Johnson. The ascension of Jameson Williams, I think we're really looking forward to as well. The list could go on, Terry Arnold, all the rookies, et cetera. But this is fun. This is a fun schedule, and fun times are ahead, Kid J. I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in here on YouTube or listening on your podcast platform, Spotify, Apple, or your podcast. Please make sure to subscribe, download, leave a review. Really appreciate that. On YouTube, you can type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. You'd be able to find us on there. If not, you can search at DT. So if you want to subscribe to our channel, it's youtube.com/@DTBK_Lions. There you go. That's youtube.com/@DTBK_Lions. Subscribe to our channel on there. We'd love to see you on there. You know what's crazy, KJ? Like, our live draft shows have gotten like a ton of reviews or a ton of views. So I think there's a lot of love out there. And that's a kudos to our producer. I gotta do this one man show. Kid J. Our producer, look at that, I did it. Our producer, Kid J, who just puts a really good YouTube channel together. And of course, thank you to our Blue Kool-Aid crew, who unfortunately can't be on tonight. But I think they're predicting 14-3, if not 17-0. I definitely can guarantee Run Dogs predicting 17-0, Kid J.
definitely.
But it's a fun schedule. There's a lot of night games, which I love because it's the Lions sold out their home season tickets for the second time in their history. Even if they raised them like an insane amount, that clearly did not affect people buying them up, which is probably why they did it. Also, they paid their players a bunch of guaranteed money this year, so they probably wanted the cash to pay those players, justifying those contracts. But anyways, it's just going to be a really fun season. Looking forward to a Super Bowl season. Super Bowl or bust, baby. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast as well. Really appreciate that. But we will be back in probably a few weeks, especially with the schedule release being out now. If there's any news, we'll hop on. But we might take a few weeks off here and enjoy the start of our summer. And then we'll be back with various topics throughout the summer. And then we'll get ready for that new season, baby. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go Lions!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.